does God allow communication with those in heaven through dreams and visions? I would say that I'd be very careful biblically about this issue in terms of, I'll say this. I think there are times where God has, in his sovereignty, allowed some sense, at least, some perception of momentary communication, but the huge, with a loved one who's departed, but the huge danger of this is that we would then seek it, because we are specifically told not to do that. That is explicitly forbidden in various Old Testament passages in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. You do have the example of Saul and the witch at Endor, and he calls upon the witch to communicate with Samuel. And then God, to the witch's surprise, actually sends Samuel. Okay, and Samuel, by the way, says, God is judging you because of this. Samuel shows immediate recognition of events that have been going on in Saul's life, which is significant. But literally carried the death penalty. To consult the dead carried the death penalty. God hates our trying to seek contact and communication with the departed. Now, someone's question in here, which I'll deal with right now, was, is it all right to ask Jesus to give a message to or to give a hug to our loved one? Absolutely. That's no problem at all, because you're not interceding to your loved one. You're interceding to Jesus. So you know your loved one is alive in the presence of Christ. They were a believer. And I used to, our daughters used to, when they were young, they would pray, okay, Lord, after my mom died, Jesus, please give Grandma Alcorn a hug, you know, in heaven. And you know what? Not only is there nothing biblically wrong with that, I mean, I think it's just completely right. It's an affirmation of biblical truth. Does Jesus love her? Might he answer a child's prayer to hug Grandma? Well, of course. Okay.